The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Boss up. We give the people what they want.
We now know who the MVP of the NBA is, and we also await LeBron James and Lakers to take on the stretch mark five and the Nuggets tonight. But we start with the Miami Heat. Again, down big against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, and again come roaring back to win the game and take a commanding lead in the series. Jalen, who was the key to this turnaround in game two?
Well, I'm not going to start 35,000 square feet and say Pat Riley, the architect, where I can make the argument that he's probably been a better executive than a coach, where he should be Hall of Fame at both, that basically nurtured Eric Spoelstra into one of the best coaches in the NBA that I've seen coach LeBron in the Big Three, Dwayne Wade, Shaq. Then I've also seen him coach a team like this that seems like a land of misfit toys. So now when you take it to the floor, Jimmy Butler, he's a guy that plays different offensively in the fourth quarter than he does the first three. And he plays with tenacity on defense every quarter. Did you see that play right there? That save? That's court awareness. He threw that with his left hand to a position where his teammate could get it and got it back for a dunk. He had deflections late on that end of the floor that caused offense. Jimmy Butler and Goran Dragic offensively, who's been totally consistent, giving them threes, giving them that offensive punch that we don't discuss, because usually when we talk about teams, we talk about their best players, but he's been terrific in these playoffs, giving the Heat some effectiveness on offense.
Dragic is, you can just put him in for between 20 and 25 points every single playoff game. He never scores 26. He never scores 15. It is always between 20 and 25. He is just so consistent. And when you think about this team, you think about the two All-Stars, you think about Butler and you think about Bam, and you think about the white shooters that I love so much with Hero and Robinson. But Dragic is really the heart and soul on the offensive side of the floor. He's a floor general, and he is just a straight-up scorer. There's part of me that if I was Brad Stevens, I'd be like, you know he's left-handed, right? Like, because he's always finishing on the left side of the bucket. So you are a lefty too. So tell me what that is. Why don't they just cut off his left hand?
Right-handed people, let me just tell you something. I know everything in the world is designed for you. When you go to the bank, the pen is on the right hand. When you go to school, the desk is on the right hand. I get that. Everything is designed for you. But people that are left-handed think with our right mind. And that's where your intellect comes from. And here's what I'll say. Y'all always talk about players who are dominant left that don't go right. But 90% of the league only goes right. And we never say that about them. Is he so very good at he can shoot well enough that you got to get up on him? And you know what shooting gives you? Speed. It doesn't make you faster. It just makes the defense have to close out to you. So now he can drive around him and go to his strong left hand. And that's what he's doing. Oh, and the big want to come help? I'll lob it over the top to Bam. Oh, the wing want to help? I'll do the swing pass to the corner for Hero or for Duncan Robinson to make the three. They're using him to his strength and getting the most out of a player that was an underutilized asset based on his salary the last couple of seasons almost.
Jalen, I'm glad you brought up Spoelstra earlier, because he is really flexing in these playoffs. And what he did in this series specifically is impressive. They played a lot of zone during the regular season, but not so much in the playoffs. But you know Eric Spoelstra was watching that Raptors-Celtics series, and he's like, you know what? This team has a little bit of trouble against the zone. And when you look at the numbers of where they get their shots from versus the man in the zone, you see here they shoot a lot more threes against the zone. They get a lot less in the paint against the zone. And that has been the key to the Raptors stifling this offensive attack of the Celtics. Why is it that the Celtics have so much trouble against the zone defense?
So look at that. And I wanted them to cut that footage in particular. For anybody that's played basketball, look at the front of that 2-3 zone. I'm teaching you guys right now. It's Jimmy Butler and it's Jay Crowder. But you see on the bottom, they're basically hiding Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Goran Dragic defensively. So when the ball goes to the wing, if you're going to try to take advantage of them, now you can double with the middle back guy of the zone, Bam, and or Jimmy or Jay Crowder to protect them defensively. But at the top of the floor, now you got your two best wing defenders causing havoc and getting deflections. Normally, if this was high school, the two wing lower guys, the worst defenders will be at the top, but they're inverted right now. And so why do you do that? You do a lot of switching, you flatten out teams and you force them to go one-on-one. Well, Jason Tatum is terrific at isolation. One of the best in the game. Kemba Walker is best off pick and roll. So now we're going to take that away from him. We're going to take that away from him. And we're going to force him to play in a phone booth. And that's what they've done to try to slow down Kemba. But then it limits players like Jaylen Brown. It forces him to not only be a spot shooter because he's not getting that normal action from their offense.
Jaylen, you know that I've adopted the Miami Heat as my team this postseason. And you know one of the reasons, my white guys. I love Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson so much. When they're on the floor, I feel like I'm on the floor. And Duncan Robinson, I'm going to be honest, he's been terrible during this postseason. But last night, Duncan Robinson stepped up and he didn't just hit 1-3 or 2-3s or 3-3s or 4-3s or 5-3s. He had 6-3s. He looked like the Duncan Robinson that we have seen all regular season. Quick release, open shots, knocking them down. I loved what I saw from Duncan Robinson last night because while the Heat have been very successful this postseason, lost one game in double overtime, one game they've lost this entire postseason in the bubble, Duncan Robinson has not contributed. It was so good to see him knocking down shots last night. Now, you've pointed out a key player on the Celtics that needs to change their behavior in order to change this series. Who is that, Mr. Rose?
Jason Tatum. Because when you ascend to an all-NBA performer, now all of a sudden, as your team continues to progress into the playoffs, your productivity has to get better. Your efficiency has to improve, not get worse. He looked a little fatigued to me, Jacoby, as well.
Good point.
And I thought something was off initially when I saw him with a headband on. Like, don't he know he got one of the freshest cuts and hairlines in the history of sports, along with Devin Booker and Fred VanVleet and some other guy? Like, when he has something on his head, that threw me off, and that affected his performance. Take that headband off, Jason. Get a fresh cut. Continue to attack the rack. I know Bam blocked your dunk, and sometimes it's like Mike Tyson hitting you in the face. It can drop you back and put you in a standing eight count, but continue to attack. And I know it's 2-0. I know it's 2-0. And everybody want to pile on the Celtics. And after the game, they're in the locker room, Jacoby. Of course it's going to be heated, right?
Of course it is.
It's going to be heated.
Jaylen, I'm glad we have you here because you have a lot of experience in losing playoffs games. So we're going to rely on that experience. We need you to take us behind the curtain. We've all heard the reports. There was screaming. There was throwing things in the Celtics locker room. Jaylen Rose, you've been a part of many bad playoff losses. Take us behind the curtain. What is it that environment like that we can't see?
So the playoffs mean everything. It's the difference between life or death. It's the difference between breathing or not. Like, each possession, each moment means everything. That's why when you look back at historic playoff runs, you always have those plays that are ingrained in your mind or those games that are ingrained in your mind. So you can be psychologically and emotionally overwhelmed, Jacoby. And then when you get into the locker room, you feel like you didn't play to your expectation. There's going to be a level of frustration and it's going to spill out. And to the media and fans, the best player on the team is supposed to be the leader. It's supposed to be the most outspoken person. But on a team like Boston, players like Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown, they become the pulse of what you do in a lot of ways. And Kemba being the elder statesman of that younger group. And I'm pretty sure as a guy like Jason Tatum has ascended, even though they're all around the same age, in particular Jaylen Brown, those conversations are now, this is what we need from you. This is what we need from you. And usually the public doesn't know or hear, especially the opponent. But for Jimmy Butler being in a bubble, you're going to go to the press conference and you're going to hear the other team arguing. Media, they're going to hear the other team arguing. But when you're down 2-0, guess what, Jacoby? You should be arguing. So this was, and I don't believe, while the Celtics won't win this series, in my opinion, I don't believe it's going to be a landslide by the Miami Heat. I do still anticipate a long series.
Yes, I mean, these games have been very close, both of them going down to the wire, one of them going to overtime. I expect a long series, and I also expect my Miami Heat, Heat culture, to come out with the victory in the series.
Such a die easy fan. Oh yeah. Man.
I'll be off the Heat once they lose one game. I'll be off them once they lose one game. You know how I run it. I'm a front runner for sure. Jalen, it comes as no surprise, but it is big news. Giannis Antetokounmpo has won his second straight MVP. He is the defensive player of the year. He is the most valuable player of the year, and he is also watching the games from home as they continue in the bubble. What do you think about the MVP going to Giannis Antetokounmpo?
I think I have a public service announcement for somebody that's been a part of this league for almost 25 years. This is really important to me.
What's up?
The league does the player a disservice when they announce the awards so late into the postseason. These awards for regular season productivity and excellence should happen right after the regular season, or at worst during the first couple of games to start the first round of the playoffs. Once you wait weeks to give regular season awards, it now dilutes the public's brain and the opponent's brain to think, why he win MVP? He just got bounced. That's what people are saying today. As opposed, if you give it to him at the end of the regular season, you're celebrating the journey. He's only the fifth player to win Defensive Player of the Year and MVP. I think David Robinson, Hakeem Olajuwon, Michael Jordan, he's on the list with those guys. It's a phenomenal feat. But you do him a disservice, and we can't truly appreciate his greatness because we're also going to talk about a back-to-back MVP not making it to the NBA Finals. And then we're going to say when the last time that's happened. So that's what I would like to see changed. But for Giannis, I voted for him to be MVP, so I'm not surprised he won the award. I did not vote for him to be Defensive Player of the Year. I voted for Anthony Davis.
Jalen, there is so much going on in Orlando in the NBA bubble. It's almost like we forgot there's a huge NFL Week 2 coming up, and we will preview it for you. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we have a full slate of games on Sunday, so you will decide which ones we discuss because it's time for
Woo! Tang! Woo! Tang!
If you want to discuss the NFL games, say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man will keep it moving, and we start with this one. Last night's game between the Bengals and the Browns. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
We're going to hit the brakes. Baker Mayfield looked pretty good. The Browns' run game went well. Mayfield looked all right. Was it just that they played the Ravens last week and there's hope for the Browns, or are they trash like we all suspect?
As I look in the rearview mirror as somebody that picked the Clippers to win the West and to win the championship and was also hesitant to jump on the Browns bandwagon at the beginning of last year like so many others did, the Cleveland Browns are reminding me in a lot of ways of the Clippers of the NFL. When they go up against the Ravens, I don't see a lot of dancing. I don't see a lot of celebrating. I see heads down. I see bad stats. I see fantasy implications being affected in a negative way. But when the Bengals come to town, oh, I see creative celebrations.
Yeah. Oh,
Odell hitting his head on the goalpost. Baker feeling himself. That's what I saw from the Clippers in the bubble until they got bounced. So to answer your question, the Browns are all right. They're not real. I don't believe they're a playoff team, even though I love Myles Garrett. Free OBJ.
Free OBJ. Moving on, we have the Falcons against the Cowboys. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
We're going to talk enough about the Cowboys. Win, lose, or draw. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Unfortunately, they're forcing the Lions to play another football game. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes, always.
Jalen, this week they're going to get torched by Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Over, under, touchdown throws for Rodgers, 5. What do you got?
Under. We could bet anything on it. Anything. You feel froggish, leap. You feel like cowboy, I'll give you a rope.
I do believe you'll hold him. You'll probably hold him to 4 touchdown passes. You're right. You'll probably hold him to 4.
I bet you he don't get 4. I bet you he don't get 4.
Well, he might get... You know what? He'll probably run a couple in. You know, they're going to end up scoring over 40 points, I promise you. Moving on. Lamar and the Ravens take on Deshaun and the
hit
Texans.
Hit the brakes.
Keep moving or hit the brakes. And are you giving the Texans a puncher's chance to upset the Ravens?
They still have Deshaun, absolutely. I just look at the marriage of Bill O'Brien and the Texans. I want to give everybody some context because they keep leaving this out. I agree. He's been a terrible GM on paper. I'm not here to defend him. But I see the D-Hop and the Watson separation as professionally, they both needed to do what they needed to do to get their money. That's what I saw. Because when D-Hop went to the Cardinals, he got a new deal. And when that also happened, Deshaun got a new deal. So as much as I, like everybody else, want to clown Bill O'Brien, here's what I will say. You must put on his name. He drafted Deshaun, and he got Deshaun to stay. Picking the Ravens in this game, and you know how much I love Lamar, but I had to just put that on wax.
Moving on, we have Cam and the Patriots taking on Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Boy, Russell Wilson is that deal. We'll talk about this next time. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Room for Cam. Hey, Cam was dressed like he was going to that versus battle with Patty LaBelle last week. That's how he was dressed.
Glad it's night. Jalen, we have the Rams undefeated taking on the Eagles off a really terrible Carson Wentz performance. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Jalen Ramsey just got paid, and he got away with a potential game opportunity where Gallup would have caught a TD on him or a long bomb. He responds. He gets a pick this week, but the Eagles respond. They win. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen Ramsey made the most of that flop opportunity in that game. We have the Washington football team going up against a team that you and I love.
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, 14 receptions for DeAndre Hopkins last week, going up against a Washington football team defense that is susceptible to the pass. How many catches and yards do you think our guy, DeAndre Hopkins, will have this week?
All I know is this. Michael Thomas, I think, caught 147 passes last year. That high score coming down.
Oh, it's coming down.
That high score coming down this year.
I
just watched the Cardinals and pretend they're the Lions. I can't lie. Kyler Murray, he's my Tua.
You know, I'm die easy, so I'll move on from one team to another. And this year, I got the Cardinals. I love Cliff, I love Kyler, and I love DeAndre Hopkins.
We had to go to Cliff's crib and watch some of these games while he at work.
We have Tom Brady trying to bounce back with the Bucks against
keep
the
it moving.
Panthers.
Brady
we
responds.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs take on the Chargers. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
Derwin James can't get a break health-wise for the Chargers. One of my favorite D-backs. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Lakers take the floor against Jokic and Murray and the Nuggets. We will get you ready for that right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals is Saturday at 8:30 on ESPN. And don't forget to tune in to NBA Countdown before that at 7:30 to see Maria and Jalen in a suit with a fresh cut. Thank you for watching the television show, but don't forget, we always have exclusive content on the podcast. Download the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, listen to it wherever you go. Every day, we have exclusive content in the podcast. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is finally upon us. This evening, we get to watch the King LeBron James and his cohorts in the Lakers take on the stretch Mark 5, Jokic, and the Nuggets. What are the keys to this series, in your opinion?
I have a couple of keys. The first one is that we return something to its rightful owner. And the Biggie Crown got sold this week for $600,000. So the Joker has taken it from Kawhi to deliver it to LeBron James. His offense is what's going to be the key. I know he led the league in scoring, and he does a great job of making people around him better, getting KCP shots, getting Danny Green shots, making sure Kuzma's slashing. But they need LeBron James scoring, because he's going to be able to rest defensively in a lot of the matchup as well. And also Anthony Davis attacking the basket. They need those two guys to be getting me 65 points a game. When that's happening, that team seems to be virtually unbeatable.
Absolutely. He once led the league in scoring, but this year he led the league in assists, which is what I think you meant to say. Jalen, on the other side of the ball, we have one of the best duos in the NBA that no one even discussed when the season began. That is the stretch Mark 5, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. What do you think the Lakers can do to slow down this duo who's been so hot?
Well, they're going to throw a lot of big bodies at the Joker. And on paper, just like anything else, when you built like he's built and you're unorthodox and you're not really fast and you don't jump really high, on paper it looks like JaVale, Dwight, AD going to slow him down. He's still going to get his. He's going to have his times where he struggled defensively, but offensively, he's still going to get his. I don't care who names the numbers you put up there. He going to get his. Okay, that's why he a joker, because he's a wild card. He going to get his. Jamal Murray, bow and arrow, bang. But the wild card, dust him off. Got to be bow, bow. Got to be bow, bow. We need to get taller. We need to get taller. Dust bow, bow off, and let this be a long series.
Enjoy the NFL on Sunday. Enjoy the playoffs in the NBA all weekend. We'll be back on ESPN on Monday to break it all down. You got to give the people, give the people what they want. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is recording exclusive podcast content. Jalen, a couple things I want to discuss with you. Number one, the return of LeBron James to playoff basketball. Because I know LeBron James keeps score, and he's always looking at his legacy. And he knows that he was going to make All-NBA. He knows that he was going to separate himself from those that had 15 before him, like Kobe and Kareem and Tim Duncan. And he also knows that this championship will take him over the top. This championship will truly, truly, truly put him on the Mount Rushmore of NBA greats. And he also knows that Giannis Antetokounmpo won the MVP, which should have been his today. Do you think he uses what I consider to be a slight for the MVP award as motivation when he takes the floor this evening?
When you are all-time great like LeBron, you're using everything for motivation, including the Clippers getting bounced. And the reason why I bring that up, because you can't allow that to happen to you also. See, that's the one thing about this. There are going to be a lot of people key-keying about the Clippers losing, and I'm pretty sure the Lakers had an extra beverage to drown and laugh at the Clippers' misery, but they still got to go out there and ball. And like you said, he knows. For historians like me, this championship ain't going to mean that he's a better basketball player or eclipse Michael Jordan. But for people who didn't see Michael Jordan play, they're going to be like, oh, LeBron's the GOAT. Because not only is he winning it, but he's winning it on a story with a story franchise on the largest stage right now, uniquely, in October where that has never taken place. Usually that's when training camp is happening, not championship. And so he will have a sense of urgency because the Clippers losing made it easier for him, not harder. And styles make fights. And I know a lot of people, including me, are going to be clowning the Clippers until this time next year, until they show us. But don't think that the Clippers don't match up better with the Lakers than the Nuggets, because they do.
Oh, they do. Oh, they do. Oh, they definitely do. And one thing I'm not going to do, is act like the Clippers don't have a great team when it comes to start picking who's going to win the championship next year. Because we saw it happen when – it really reminds me of when LeBron joined the Heat. It took him a year. You know, it took him a year to gel. It took him a year to figure out having all these stars and how it all works together. And this is just that – this is that adjustment year for the Clippers, and they will be back in contention next year if everybody is healthy. But I want to bring up a name that no one talks about. And that's great news. It is such good news that no one says this name. And that name is Frank Vogel. Because remember when he was hired and Jason Kidd was his assistant and everyone's saying, oh, eventually Jason Kidd's going to be there taking over and LeBron always chews up coaches and this, this, and that. No one talks about Frank Vogel. No one talks about him. And that is so good for Frank Vogel and the Lakers business. I just want to commend him for doing the job he's done, because people don't give him enough credit for the success of this team.
Oh, I'll give you an easy path for people to talk about Frank Vogel. Either win or don't win the championship. We'll be talking about him either way. Mm-hmm. This is championship or bust. This ain't time to be giving him his flowers just yet. No. They ain't did nothing yet. Success is based on realistic expectations. And there are people like David Jacoby in training camp that said the Lakers are going to win it all this year.
Yeah.
Just like I said, the Clippers going to win it all this year.
How'd that go?
When they lose, I now have to hold Doc and the Clippers accountable. We ain't giving Frank Vogel his flowers just yet, because they can't lose the first game of this series and win four straight. Let me just put
like
that
Big
out
Sean
there.
Said,
they can't win
like Big
first
Sean
game
said,
of this series.
They donate game ones. They donate game ones. There's a pattern. And another thing is, if I'm Frank Vogel and we're up by 20 in the third quarter, I'm going to say, listen, we've seen this before. The Nuggets have done this before. So don't down gear. Don't shift into fourth to third gear. We got to keep in fifth gear, because the Nuggets not just come back from 2-1-3 deficits in series, they come back from double-digit deficits in the second half in pretty much every one of the last three games against the Clippers. So one thing that I'm telling my team, if I'm Frank Vogel and we have a lead, is that do not relax against this team, because they can come back real quick. So you mentioned Bull Bull. Are we going to see Dwight Howard? Are we going to see Dwight Howard? Are we going to see JaVale? Are we going to see that big Lakers team? You think they're going that direction?
Yes. You need more big bodies, length, and fouls for the Joker.
Yeah, I think so too. Because that's what I look at. I look at Dwight as six fouls. That's what I look at him as. You're six fouls. JaVale, you're six fouls. Markieff, go out there and foul him. You seen what your brother did? Go out there and do that, Markieff. Go out there and do that. I love this matchup. I love this matchup so much. And I also predict that it's going to be tough for them in game one, like it was tough for them in game one against the Clippers. You know, I think that I'm not a big believer in this, oh, the emotional toll of a game seven doesn't carry over. There's still 48 hours between games, just like there always is. You know, like, oh, they're tired from game seven. They weren't tired from game six when they won game seven. But I am going to say that it's going to take them a little time to adjust to the Lakers. And the Lakers have had plenty of time to scheme for this matchup against the Clippers. And Jalen, so I'm already pre-producing Monday's show, because the Lions aren't just going to lose on Sunday. They're going to get waxed. I mean, if you give up three touchdowns to Mitch Trubisky in the fourth quarter, what is Aaron Rodgers going to do to you? What is Aaron Rodgers going to do to this Lions team? And Matt Patricia was a defensive coordinator for the Patriots, and that's why he got the gig. Okay? Let's see what kind of defense he coordinates against the Packers this weekend. Because I'm saying the Packers are definitely going to score over 30 points. You taking that bet? You think you can hold the Packers to under 30?
They'll get 30.
They're going to get 30. How many Lions going to get? 10? Will the Lions score a touchdown?
Oh, man. Why did they start the season like this? See, Swift got to catch that ball.
Swift got to catch that ball. Swift catches that ball.
Football,
the whole narrative is different.
Football is a game. Football, it's only 17 weeks, 16 games. Like, these have rollover minutes. I know the Patriots made people feel like they don't, but they do. You know, a bad game becomes three or four bad games for 90% of the teams. That's how this works.
That's why they haven't been back-to-back champions.
Right. That's why a different person has won the NFC East the last 20 years.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is involving the people in the podcast. So make sure you call right now, 985-80-JALEN and leave us voicemails, because every day we put the voicemails on the show just like this.
Jalen Jacoby, it's your boy Kevin out of Dyer, Indiana, once again. I got a soft move, a boss move for you. I need some advice on, and I feel like both of you can weigh in on this. 36 years old, I look more like Jacoby than Jalen, but I got a problem that both of you have. I'm creeping in the corners, like Jacoby likes to say, and at the same time, I can't grow a full beard. Getting to the point in my life where I'm about to have to shave my head. But I need a full beard. Now, I'm naturally blonde, and if I were to dye my facial hair, it would be thicker and appear fuller once I need to go the route of shaving my head, because I can't be, you know, completely naked up there. So soft move or boss move, dyeing your facial hair so that you can shave your head because you're creeping in the corners. I got to know. Jalen, Jacoby, let me know. Keep giving the people what they want, even through quarantine. I appreciate you guys even more than I have over these last several months. Keep doing what you do. Getting them checks, boys.
You know what, Kev? We're going to talk about your facial hair dyeing situation, but I do want to bring this up. Is Jalen and I, during the quarantine, got on the phone, and we said, you know what? We're going to give the people what they want. And every single day at 4 o'clock, we decided to put up a pod, put up social videos. You know, we were on Instagram Live early on in the quarantine. It was very important to us that we maintained the same output that we would if we were in the studio and life was normal that we did during the quarantine. And Kev, I appreciate you mentioning that, because that was one thing that was important to us, was to help everyone that we could through this tough time. And one of the ways we could do so was by doing the pod. Now, Jalen, much like LeBron James got the grays in the beard. Remember when he got down to the bubble, he had the gray beard? Huh, where'd that go? He got his hands on some Beijing. He got his hands on a little dye. So soft move or boss move for Kevin, Indiana. Dyeing your beard.
Boss move. Here's what I want people to realize about grooming. So many people think about it on a one-way street. Men get groomed as well. Y'all do know that when Jennifer Lopez or Robin Roberts or any person that you see on a red carpet or on television, y'all do know in the morning they have not had hair and makeup. When it's time for them to be seen on camera, shake hands and kiss babies and take pictures, they get groomed, they look their best, and then they present themselves to the public. Newsflash. Men are allowed to do that as well. So when Jalen Rose wakes up and he has a spotty gray beard and he has spotty grays in the top of his head and he knows he's going to be on NBA Countdown covering the NBA Finals, I'm going to get hair and makeup and get myself groomed. So now when I'm on television, I look and present my best in my mind. Let me not leave off that last part. In my mind. So therefore, if you don't like the way you look with grays, don't rock them. That's why they have so many different other things that you can do instead.
I'm so upset, Jalen, because I was so ready to come after you and disagree with you. But you do make a great point at the end. Whatever makes you feel comfortable, Kevin, Indiana, whatever makes you feel comfortable. If you feel better dying it, then dye it. You feel better not dying it, then don't dye it. But I will say, I will never, ever, 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 ever dye a single hair on my head. I just won't do it. I won't do it. And I'll tell you why. Because you see them and I see them. When you look at somebody and you're like, oh, they dyed their hair. Oh, they dyed their beard. When it looks artificial, to me, it looks whack. So I know I'm going to go all natural. I'm going to rock my gray hair. I love my gray hair. And I'm going to rock my gray beard. I love my gray beard until I'm a Santa Claus that. But whatever makes you happy, Kev, whatever makes you feel the best, look good, feel good, play good. When you look in the mirror and want you to be happy with what you see, that confidence will carry over into all aspects of your life. All aspects of your
and
life.
And as the Renaissance man, I must give you a vibe, though. That your fashion is not just your outfit. And I'll just use myself as an example because I like to fall on the guillotine so that people can learn if they're listening. First and foremost, we dress for our body type. So if I'm 30 pounds heavier and I'm Kangaroo Jalen, my shirt, my jacket, it's going to be bigger in the midsection because I want to not accentuate what I feel like isn't a strength of mine.
Yep.
The same goes for your facial hairs and the hair on top of your hair. What you wear and how you look is the entire vibe that creates your fashion. And so shout to Indiana, by the way. You know how much I love Naptown to the fullest. Definitely your fit for me. I look a lot younger than people my age. So therefore, I feel like I could rock a part in my hair and be almost 50 and still be fly. So I'm going to do it as long as possible.
Part looks great.
And that don't go with grays. To me, you can't have you can't have graves.
Graves.
Have you ever seen somebody with those?
I want to talk to you about the part in your hair. It's great. It's a throwback, but it's also innovative at the same time. But I want to just on the pod, I want to have a brainstorm. Is there something else we can do with it? You know what I mean? Have you considered, you've been rocking the half moon for a while. Have you considered going a different direction? You know, you had the cross for a while in the back of your head. Have you considered, you know, have you considered anything like Jalen and Jacoby at 2 o'clock right there shaved into your head? Like what? What are you thinking? Yeah, part in the middle, Larry Johnson style. You know, what have you considered switching it up?
So for those that have been paying attention the last 20 years, I purposely always switch it up. You'll see me with double breasted. You'll see me with three-piece suits. How about when I was rocking the real flower Jacoby on the lapel like the Godfather?
I love that. That was one of my favorite.
You remember when I said I was going to start rocking turtlenecks under my blazers? Now Jay Williams does it so much, I can't even really do it anymore. Remember I started rocking, and that's a joke that I say to Jay, so everybody knows. That's my brother. I love him. No shots, no shade. We killing it on Countdown. He killing it on this morning show. Also with the blazers and hoodie after Trayvon got murdered. That was the impetus behind me rocking that look. And I remember being on First Take with that look and Stephen A. arguing with me saying that I was not going to wear that look on Get Up. And guess what I did? Wore that look on Get Up. And then it was the button up with the chain. Had to lose the chain. Appearance, it was the gold, the diamonds, you know, the Jesus piece, the studs in the ears. And then it's the ties, the tie pins, the brooches, the antique pins. And so you've seen me with a part down the middle of my head since I've worked at ESPN. You see me with a cross in the back of my head since I've worked at ESPN. A half moon. Seem normal so, Caesar.
Time out. I've seen all of this, but I've never seen it on J&J. You do our show, you're wearing a damn t-shirt right now. You know what I mean? You're talking about brooches and pins and diamonds and chains and all this stuff, all these different fashion flexes that you have. When you come on J&J, you're in a T. You could have just worked out. When you on all these other shows that you're talking about, double-breasted brooches, real flowers, all of that, button-ups with the chain. We get none of that on J&J. None of that. You're in a T-shirt. T-shirt. That's what you're rocking right now. You don't respect this program. You don't. You don't respect this program.
I do.
You don't respect the audience.
I do.
You don't respect
the
audience.
I do. I love the people and giving them what they want. When we get out of quarantine, I got some crazy, crisp looks that I'm putting together.
You know what? I'm not alone on this. I haven't been able to wear any fits during the quarantine. I feel like I'm just wasting it. I don't put together any fits. I wore sweatshirts all summer long. I wore basketball shorts all summer long. Didn't even put pants on. I got all these brand new sneakers I want to wear. I got all these crew necks I want to wear. There's nowhere to go. I got no
style icon moment, Jacoby. You got to be able to influence the people from head to toe. The Fab Five was able to do it. Ball heads, shorts, black shoes, black socks. Same thing that I'm trying to do right now. Head to toe. It don't stop.
Let's listen to one more voicemail.
Yeah. This is Josh calling from the 562. And I got a question for Jalen here. What's up with the power? Book 2, Part Ghost. We're about 2.5 weeks in. I haven't heard nothing. Get back to me. What up, though?
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. I'll take this one. I've watched the first 2 episodes maybe 3 times each. I love how they auditioned Tyreek into being the new Ghost. The transition was pretty seamless. I love how they added Mary J, who basically seems like a queen pin and gives me off that vibe that that's what her character is going to be. I love the character that played Bobby Brown, that plays her son, who basically is murder for hire. You raise your eyebrows, he's shooting. Method Man, Tyreek trying to get that $500,000 together so that he can give counsel to his mom, who's in jail for the alleged murder of Ghost. They're still trying to figure out if they're gonna give her a queen pin status or not. But here's one of the things that jumped out to me. I gotta talk to Curtis about this. To talk to Courtney Cox about this. I'm the shadow fan producer of the show.
Of course.
You know, it hurt my feelings when Tyreek was in class. It hurt my feeling that Tyreek had a roommate that was a basketball player that he had to do his homework for him. That hurt my feelings.
Why'd it hurt your feelings?
Because I remember those days. And I remember deciding.
You weren't doing anybody's homework, dog. You weren't doing anybody's homework.
No. And not only am I not doing nobody's homework, I ain't letting nobody cheat off of me. I ain't letting nobody cheat
no
off
one wants
me.
To.
I'm that dude.
No one wants to, Jalen.
Jacoby, you didn't go to school with me. Yes, people did. Remember, I was in the honor roll in high school and made the dean's list in college. I wasn't Michael Jordan as a basketball player, but I was like, I'm Mount Rushmore academic athletes. Flat out. And
okay.
I remember the days of, man, I'm sore. Practice last night. Had to catch 2 buses. It's cold outside. My nose running. Jingle boots still wet. Kangaroo boots still wet. Man, I got to focus on these academics because I don't want to be a dumb jock. Because I saw a lot of athletes who relied on other people to supplement what they were trying to do, whether it was the streets, whether it was in class. And those are decisions athletes have to navigate all of the time, Jacoby. And I was like, I don't want to be considered a dumb jock ever. I'm going to break down a stereotype by myself. And I thought I did it. And I turned on my favorite show. And it was right there in front of me. Tariq's roommate, Jacoby, is a star on the basketball team. And the reason why they put them together is so that Tyreek could do his work and keep him eligible. That's his one role in school. So that hurt me. That hurt me a lot. But that's still my favorite show.
Big shout out.
Can't wait till Tommy come back. Tommy coming back. For everybody that don't know, Tommy will be back. Tommy will be
getting his own spin-off.
Matter of fact, we need to have him back on J&J too.
Big shout out.
We need to have him on J&J too.
I loved having him on the show, and I also loved going to lunch with him after the show. Because there's certain things you can cover on wax and certain things you can cover off wax. Joe Sikora is that guy. I want to thank Kev and Josh for calling in. Big shout out to the 562 Long Beach, California. And I want to say this. We'll be back on Monday, and we will have the Eastern Conference Finals to discuss, the Western Conference Finals to discuss, the entire slate of games in the NFL, and much more. We will be back Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. You got to give the people.